Reishit Zayin Sivdat. The Sam Shal Erva. Sam which is made for a woman who is an Erva. She's not an Erva, says Mishra, maybe it's Mutter, like a young child. Once she's already over Bas Mitzvah in that area, she starts becoming a Nida, she's also an Erva. But Lameisa, Mishra says, let's say even if it's made for a young girl also, since it's made for attracting attention to women, we should not make a bracha. Like I said before, that anyway, these single girls today, once they're over 11, 12, even some of his wife was in need, they shouldn't go and smell it. So all these things that you're not supposed to smell, you don't make a bracha. From Kufish of the Sam, Moshe, Tolim, it's a vori, or Chazin, the Yoda, Lucia, some little thing that's full of the Sam that she puts around her neck, or she holds in her hand, puts in her mouth. Yeah. It's the type of things that she set aside for putting on, around her neck or wearing them, even if it's on the shulchan, on the table, you should not make a bracha on it. So if you have a bottle of perfume that a woman generally uses for herself, you don't make a bracha on that either. So the idea behind it is the reason why you shouldn't smell it, because it attracts you to women. It says, in the bracha, the visha also, the riach, the mshem, the yodhali, the herkel, the shikha, the kerech, also, cause you to come into physical contact with a woman. The chayav point to this, if it's a perfume of one's own wife, when she's not a nida, then one can make a bracha on it. You know, no reason. Sifei, some shavuos kecholim and vochem on fishos al riachol. It's emanating from avodah zarah services. You're not allowed to smell, so you're never going to get bracha on it. Vov mesiva shavuos kecholim and vochem on some shem zestam sivos mafayis kecholim. In those days, when they get together and make a party, it was generally for avodah zarah, and therefore a pleasant smell is emanating from it. Don't make a bracha on it. Stam a goy that has its own, and you don't assume it's avodah zarah, you can make a bracha. Sif zayin. You heard a chutz krach Maria Chayetov. He's outside the city. Smells good there. Hey, Rav, you heard the krach main of Vach, and Rav Yisrael of Vach. Here's a baby fish. You go by the majority. This is the majority. We assume it's the Reich of Yisrael and the Rav Yisrael. And Mishnah says he won that even if it's 50-50, and it's also good enough as long as it's not primarily a Yisrael. Mishnah's not so happy with that because this is an issue to have a north from that Rav Yisrael. So if it's 50-50, it should be machmer. He means it's achir. This is in sif ches. If you have a mixture, come something coming from a type of reich that you do make a bracha on something you don't make on, then you go by the majority. So it's interesting. For example, in the case where you have, let's say, part of it was regular spices and part of it was the spices that, incense that were made to be absorbed in his garments. So one, you make a bracha, the other one, you don't make a bracha, and you go by the majority. So if it's one of it is a void of zohar, and one of it is it's not about the Zohar, so it's not just that you don't make a bracha on it, it's also to smell the other one. That's a big finish. That, Mishmur brings to the discussion, like this, if you don't know where it's coming from, then even if Goyim and Yisrael, you could say, I go bus aroi, and I'm toilet, that's the smell that's coming to me, it's coming from the Jews. But if you know that everybody is the Jews and the Goyim, but it happens to be the majority of Jews, over this whole discussion, to go by the roi, because the Maisa, you have the smell of the Zohar, which is not possible. Mishmur says, that's the whole discussion. Okay, if you have such a situation, ask a shayla. In other words, once again, in a case where you have the majority Jews, but you know that both Jewish and avodah zarah people are doing things that are causing the smell to come towards you. There seems to be a machlokes acharei.